Our call to worship this morning is going to be on the screen. Not if you notice, the bulletin is full, so there's not enough room to put it in here. But the call to worship here, and it's a meaningful one. I'll read the leader part, and then we'll all respond with the prayer of praise. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and together the prayer of praise. Heavenly Father, you told Joseph to name him Jesus, the one who saves, the one who delivers your people. Save us, deliver us, as we also name your son Jesus, the Lord of our lives. Amen. And come to a special time as we think about prayers for folks. The folks that are traveling is not with us this morning. Oh, Apostles' Creed. Join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory be to the Father.